Winning doesn't just happen.
It takes a plan,
a strategy, all based on expert analysis and trusted information.
That's what you get
right here.
The Winning Edge.
We're not just doing this because we're nice guys.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. We're kicking it on Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. We unpack Monday Night Football. Kansas City beats New York 20-17. New York covers once again on the road. These guys are the best bet in sports on the road. And it's crazy to say, and it's almost like one of these deals. It doesn't make sense. If you ask somebody who's the best team in the NFL on the road, who's the biggest moneymaker on the road in the NFL, you know, like to win on the road and to cover on the road, you know, you figure, well, you have to be a pretty good team and resilient and all that type of stuff. The New York Football Giants. New York Football Giants. Now 12-2 against the spread in their last 14 road games as an underdog. They did it again. They covered again. And meanwhile, Kansas City does not cover again. I mean, Kansas City are laying double-digit points. They have a hard time scoring double-digit points. I compared them to Clemson, and they are Clemson. It's the exact same scenario. You know, they're great. They're former champions. It's great and stuff. You keep waiting for them. And, I don't know, keep waiting. Keep waiting. So, basically, too, Kansas City wins tonight, but whatever, man. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're not scaring anybody. And if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they've won four football games this year. They've beaten the New York Giants, the Washington football team, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other win is against the Cleveland Browns. So, in other words, let's call it out for what it is. And I haven't read this stat. This is the Morenci database. So, Kansas City don't have a win against a team with a winning record this year. They haven't beat a team with a winning record. 4-4. So, they quote-unquote, air quote, won the football game tonight. Yeah, whatever. You guys didn't win very much. Patrick Mahomes leads the National Football League in interceptions now, has a 10. Came into tonight with 9, threw another one. I don't know. Seems like he threw about 3 or 4 other ones that were nullified by penalties and stupid stuff. So New York Football Giants put 17 points up on the board. In a game, the truth be told, they could have won outright. They should have won outright. They could have, should have, but... You know, bad football teams do stupid things, and the New York Giants are a bad football team. But you have to wonder about the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get into the AFC West odds. That was a tough loss for the Chargers. Not ready to completely write the Chargers off, but maybe it is the Raiders, man. Maybe we're not giving enough love, and everyone's not giving enough love to the silver and black attack. So it wasn't the greatest football game ever as far as quality of play is concerned, but there's still some action going on right now. And I got to tell you, I've watched quite a lot of, you know, listen, I watch a lot of basketball. I haven't watched as much NBA so far this year as I will once, you know, we really start to get into it. Once, you know, I've been watching the Raptor games and, you know, the other sort of TV games and stuff. But I got to tell you, this Clipper-Oklahoma City game is like the worst game I've seen, like, all year. Like, God, the Clippers are bad. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Monday Night Meltdown has begun. The New York Giant Meltdown is complete, although they do cover the number, and it's amazing, isn't it, that the New York Giants are 12-2 against the spread in their last 14 games on the road when getting points. It just doesn't make sense. Like honestly, if we were playing Sports Jeopardy right now, and I said, name a team in the National Football League that is 12-2 ATS in their last 14 road games, you're not answering the New York Giants. If I ask you which team gives up a league-high 6.6 yards per play on defense, which team in the National Football League leads the entire league in interceptions and in overall turnovers, you're not answering the Kansas City Chiefs. It's amazing, isn't it? Perception and reality, always two different things. Now, listen, the reality is the Kansas City Chiefs, quote unquote, won the football game tonight. And they did. 20-17 was the final score. But hey, good teams win, great teams cover. And the New York Giants cover the number. But you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and you look at their schedule as it gets real. And in fact, they have the Green Bay Packers up next. It's the State Farm double check discount Super Bowl matchup between Mahomes. I guess, you know, is Jake from State Farm going to be there? I imagine he will, right? That Jake dude got a pretty good gig, though, huh? It's like, you know, you're an insurance TV spot, and, you know, your co-stars are always like Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, James Harden, Chris Paul. Like, basically, for a dude that's just a pitch man in an insurance TV spot, this guy can roll into any sporting event he wants. I'll tell you what. Except, I'll tell you, you know, I don't even mean Jake from State Farm. Hey, you want free tickets to the Clipper game? No. Like, honestly, like, what the hell is this? Let's just call it out for what it is, man. Kawhi Leonard leaving Toronto was one of the stupidest moves in the history of sport, in which, like, what was gained? What, like, you know what I mean? You think Kawhi Leonard cares about the Clippers? Like, seriously. And, like, if anyone, if you're a Clipper fan, i.e. Matthias, our producer here, if you're a Clipper fan, like, do you think, oh, wait, no, it'll be different when Kawhi comes back? It's a piece of crap team, man. You're losing to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Washington Generals of the NBA. Like, seriously? This is what Ballmer paid for? This is what $2 billion gets you? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Luke! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. And there's a lot of rage to get to. I am Gable Morenci. Let's do this thing. Listen, Pete Yiannopoulos will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk some NBA basketball and college. We're now just a little more than a week away from the start of the college basketball season. We'll talk some NFL football. We've got George Kurtz. We'll get into the World Series. NBA, NHL, NFL, college football. We're running the gauntlet here. We're running the gauntlet here tonight. And for whatever reason, I don't know why I've tortured myself with this. Well, I do know why, because I'm a degenerate gambler who was kind of like just sort of left unsatisfied after that football game tonight. I had the Giants, but we lost a bunch of props, and it was a lower scoring game than I would have liked. So I decided to jump in on the Clippers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are playing right now to determine who the worst team in the NBA is. And I'm telling you what, the Clippers are the worst team in the NBA. And it's not just saying that. Like, you are what your record says you are. It's as simple as that. I don't care how early it is and this and that. No. No. Like, you know what I mean? When players, well, it's early. Are you cashing your check still? Are you telling me right now, Paul George? It's still early. Do you cash your checks? Because how about this? How about for all these underachieving teams to know it's still early? It's still early. Well, how about this? How about we don't pay you because it's still early? How's that sound? Yeah, we'll see. You guys are just absolutely like robbing Steve Ballmer blind. Ballmer should have given $2 billion to a bunch of hookers. At least he would have had a good time. What the hell is he getting from you guys? He watches LeBron win a title in front of you. Does Kawhi even show up at the games? No, that's right. Kawhi's like everybody else in Los Angeles. He wouldn't be caught dead at a Clipper game. Like, does Kawhi even go? Is he even there? I know he doesn't sit on the bench with him because he doesn't care enough to do that, right? You have to actually care whether the team wins to hang around with the team. So he doesn't care. You got Paul George, who thinks he's Michael Jordan. Dude can't even beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. I love that, though, these teams, right? Oh, well, it's early, and oh, we're still getting into a rhythm. Well, how about this? How about once you get in a rhythm, I'll pay you? How about that? How about since it's early, we, you know, the fans don't pay to watch this crap? It's still early. It's still early. You know what? The games count now. Everybody as much as they count later. They sound like it's still early. Yeah. It's still early. Like, what a disaster. I blame the general manager, Kawhi Leonard. This is Kawhi Leonard's team. Do you think that any move has been made in the last couple of years with this sad sack, pathetic organization that Kawhi Leonard hasn't controlled? Or I should say, Uncle Dennis? Right? Is there one move that Uncle Dennis didn't dictate to these guys? Getting the coach fired, trading the young players away, bringing in Serge Ibaka, who's more concerned with looking like Eddie Murphy in leather pants than he is playing basketball. And I love Serge Ibaka, but Serge Ibaka don't care anymore, man. All right, I'm telling you right now, he don't like he. Serge Ibaka, you know, really? That was a brilliant move. Like, pretty much, like, every one of these losers on this team is here because Kawhi Leonard either wanted them or they don't have any more money, so they have to sign a bunch of losers because Kawhi Leonard took all the money, and, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, can you be getting ripped off more than Ballmer is by Kawhi Leonard? You give this guy everything that he wants. You fire people. You trade people. Kawhi Leonard turned the NBA upside down, lied to the Lakers, tried to sabotage the Raptors, came in and secretly invaded Oklahoma City. There was all kind of, you know, Uncle Dennis was asking for private jets and stuff, violating NBA rules, wanting stuff under the table, right? Old Uncle Dennis. So he goes to the Clippers, and what do you got? What, you got a playoff round series win against who, the Dallas Mavericks? Good for you. You were better when Blake Griffin and CP3 were there. What have you gotten? What have you gotten? Like, what has Ballmer gotten out of this? He's watched his arch-rival LA Lakers win a championship. He's watched this Clipper team turn into a laughing stock, worst team in the NBA with one win. Kawhi Leonard's got a nice house, though. Hey, at least Kawhi got his dream house, right? Prove me wrong. Is anything I just said wrong? Yeah, and it's always like that. It used to be that way with LeBron in Cleveland. Well, look at the players he's with. Well, you mean all the players that he chose to be there? Yeah, you're right. Look at the players. So it's just great. Like, so now we're into year three of the Kawhi deal, right? And he can't even play. And he got another $250 million. And you're on the hook for another 4 years. You know what? All I can say is a Toronto Raptor fan. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, how'd OG look tonight, dropping 36? Kawhi Leonard's body is older than Red Fox's, all right? And Red Fox is dead and like 122 years old if he was alive. Like, Kawhi Leonard's like 32 going on 52. Like, my body cracks less than his does. And, you know, it's nothing personal and stuff. I mean, I'm just calling out for what it is. You know, there's a difference because Kawhi's all quiet and stuff, so people confuse his quietness with him being really nice and cool, which is not true. the guy didn't even, like, say, you know, I get it, right? Popovich is a jerk. Nike are jerks. Everyone's a jerk. Guy wins a championship with the Toronto Raptors. Raptors kissed his ass, man, so much so that everyone on the Raptors had to get an STD test after. They could not have rolled over more for this guy. Like, off the court, like, they kissed his ass, man. Kissed his ass. When he left the Raptors after winning a championship, you know what he did? He sent Nick Nurse a text message. Not even a phone call. Text message. Oh, yeah, by the way, too, Kawhi Leonard also took all the free stuff, the people in Toronto. Like, people in Toronto at travel agency said, if you stay in Toronto, we'll give you a free trip to Barbados. Kawhi took the trip to Barbados, but didn't stay in Toronto. He literally did try to get a free plane from Drake, too. They actually tried to get a free plane to stay with the Raptors. Because Drake has his own private jet, and Kawhi was like, well, can I get a jet like that? Can you guys give it to me? Yeah, we're going to give it to you because, you know, you just look so cool sitting in that chair every night. Hey, listen, the Raptors wouldn't have won a championship with Kawhi Leonard, but The fact of the matter is, Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers has been one of the biggest busts in professional sports history. Like I said, like you've paid this guy, well, how much money has he gotten from the Ballmer? About 400 mil now? He got another 250 now. He got, like, he was making, what, another 150 before, another 100 for the two, whatever it was. You know what, $300, $400 million he's gotten from Ballmer? Let's think about that. He's made about $250 to $300 million in the last three years. And they've delivered a couple of playoff wins against the Dallas Mavericks, who are so bad that Randy Carlisle quit, even though they have Luka Doncic, who's one of the best young players in the history of the world. Talk about messes, Dallas. How bad is it behind the scenes in Dallas that Carlisle has Luka Doncic and says, you know what, I'd rather go coach the sad, pathetic Indiana Pacers. I'd rather live in Indianapolis than coach the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic. It's another question that should be asked. This is on me, though. I can go on. I wasn't planning on opening up the show with a Clipper tirade, but I'm just watching this and about to lose money betting on these guys. I could honestly go down to, like, Fairfax, and I could find five guys playing pickup ball right now that'll compete with this sorry-ass NBA franchise. You're called, this is an NBA product? No wonder, like, ushers in the building, like, hate working your games and mock you. These guys are doing Motley Crue concerts and Laker games. Then they got to watch this. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Monday Night Football was once again tainted and decided by the referees. And we'll keep our eye on this Clipper game right now, 76-72. I've got over 189.5, so that's why I get so mad when every time I see someone miss a shot, like basically on either team. Except I'm not blaming Oklahoma City. What the hell do you want from Oklahoma City? That's the thing with the Clippers, why I get mad. Like, some teams are bad, but it's not their fault. We talked about it last night. It's not the Detroit Lions' fault they're bad. The Detroit Lions are just a kid, you know, that went to your school. They're from a broken home. Their mother's a stripper, their dad's in jail, and you know what I mean? Their life's been screwed since day one. You know, they got run over by a bus when they were a kid. Now they got a limp. You know what I'm saying? That's the Detroit Lions. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder are just, you know, they're just, it is what it is, right? They, you know, what's the name of that? What's the name? Presti? What's his name? Yeah. The GM of the Thunder. This guy, like, one day he's building a harem of draft picks that'll be used. Yeah, Presti. Yeah, Sam Presti. He's building a harem of, like, this guy. And listen, Presti always rips people off in these drafts, in these deals and stuff. He's like, yeah, take this guy and this guy, and I'll take this pick and that pick. But the thing is, at some point, bro, like, you know. Listen, the people of Oklahoma City are just happy there's an NBA team there, so. But the Thunder, like, he knows what he's doing. It's just, I don't know. He's got a 22-year plan, I guess. Like, they'll be good in the year 2042. I think that's their plan. So we laid 5.5 for the Clippers in game. They're down by 5 right now, and I got the over as well. So we'll keep our eye on this. So as far as the football game is concerned tonight, as far as football, listen, we were on the Giants. We hit the Daniel Jones over 1.5 touchdown passes. Frustrating we didn't hit the yardage prop. That one should have hit. Like, man, some of these teams are bad at the end of games. Like, you know, you have the football, you have a minute left, all you have to do is get a field goal, and they go backwards. They couldn't get a first down, they went backwards. Like, it was like the Vikings last night. But tonight's game, it was 17-17, and I don't know, there was about 6 minutes left or whatever it was, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Yeah, you know the play I'm talking about, and dude on the Giants, dude on the Giants catches the ball out of the backfield, and he gets pushed in the back, right, as he's running, because no one tackles in the NFL, so instead they just push you. So he got pushed, except, like, the momentum of him getting pushed, like pushed him, like, 10 yards, right? Like, you saw, he just sort of, like, he got pushed, and it catapulted him. So he got up and he said something to a guy on the Chiefs. Like, he didn't even do, like, anything in his face. He didn't slam the ball at the guy's foot. Like, he didn't do anything. He said something. And the referee heard whatever he said and called a taunting penalty. So you're telling me that a bunch of psychopaths that play in the National Football League can beat the crap out of each other, give each other concussions, and it's a problem if one of them says something to one of you, you know what I mean? The taunting stuff needs to go. And I'm not talking about players taunting. I'm talking about the taunting penalty needs to go. Like, what is this? What, are we in jail? You know what I mean? Like, honestly. Like, I saw a thing, actually, about Kaepernick today. And I'll get to this, even though I don't I shouldn't. But it just, it actually bothered me. I saw Kaepernick's Netflix, like, trailer. You know, I was like, oh, my God, like, what are you, insane? Right? And I've defended this guy over the years, Kaepernick, all right? But his Netflix series is over the top, man. But, so I'll get to that. So basically, why I just correlated that, it popped my head, because it is true. There's something to this. It's like, what are you trying to police? Like, the NFL has already called a no fun league. They said, oh, we're worried about taunting leading to something. What are you talking about? Have any of us ever seen taunting lead to a fight in the NFL? Not once ever. I've never seen anything ever. Like, no. I mean, hell, Terrell Owens went on and danced on the star once and someone pushed them. Oh, big deal. You know what I mean? NFL players don't care about taunting. Like, honestly. Like, do you think that, like that Aaron Donald's feelings are hurt if you say talk smack to him after you pick up a first down? You know what I mean? It's like, it's competition. Emotions are running high. It's a 17-17 game. The Giants might be crap, but they're battling their asses off. And they make a play. Dude on the Chiefs tried to make a play. A cheap little weird tackle. Guy in the Giants made a play, got up and said something to him. That's sports. That's competition. All right? It's not like he pulled the knife out. I don't see the Bloods and Crips going at it on the field here. All right, so like there's all this stuff, and you hear the announcers who are just mouthpieces for the league, and you hear all these announcers all the time. Well, you know, they have to count, you know, the players need to know. Tonight, Levy. Well, you don't have to like it, but you have to understand the rule. No. You know what? The players are part of the league. Like, this isn't jail, all right, where you impose the rules. The players have to agree to this crap. You know, CeeDee Lamb has been fined $46,000 this year. All right? He's been fined over $15,000 this year because of his effing socks. Have you or I or anyone tuning into the show right now ever watched an NFL game and looked at someone's socks before? Have you ever even thought of someone's socks? CeeDee Lamb's socks are too low all the time, supposedly. Like, so, like, so with everything that goes on in the world, you're telling me that you guys are worried about the length of the socks of the players in the league. Because, yeah, I know. Because that's the big problem with your league. The big problem with your league is you have a bunch of dinosaur, archaic, stupid old men that are referees. Okay? It ain't the length of CeeDee Lamb's effing socks. So the guy in the Giants... The guy in the Giants gets, you know, makes a nice play. The game's turning. The Giants are going to take the lead. Gets up, says something, taunting, flag. What is this? We play with little Timmy and little Tammy, little Pee Wee soccer. We're not keeping score in Napa Valley. No, we're keeping score. It's professional sports. We keep score. That's how it works. It's a production-based world. If you don't like it, sit on the couch and shut up. Sick and tired of this. What's that guy's name? Boger? Jerome Boger? He's a terrible ref, all right? Every damn game this guy does is bad. It's always bad. He calls everything. You're not a cop, bro, okay? You should have been a customs agent. You want to be, you know what I mean? Like, you guys, the length of socks. Oh, your jersey's not tucked in. You know the coolest thing in football? I remember growing up as a kid, and I loved it. I thought it was cool. I was like, man, all those cut-off, tear-away jerseys and stuff. No, you can't do that now. Can't do that. You know that Peyton Manning wanted to wear black shoes to honor Johnny Unitas, and he wasn't allowed. You're not allowed wearing black shoes. Not allowed wearing black shoes. Look at the NBA. Every night in the NBA, guys in the NBA are painting stuff on their shoes. Spencer Dinwiddie has custom shoes every night, and then he sells them, and he gives the money to charity and stuff. Right? Because the NBA is cool. The NBA is not worried about, like, the color of your socks, man. You know, and then you play the game, and then you have some referee called taunting. Why? Because the league, because what? You got to keep the players in line, right? Because it was out of control. Nothing was out of control. As fans, we all get mad when a player taunts when he's losing and stuff, right? Nothing's worse than a jackass wide receiver that does the first down stuff when he's losing 24-0. We all agree. We all agree. He doesn't deserve a flag for that. He deserves a punch in the mouth for that, all right? And football players can police themselves. Same crap with the celebrations in the end zone. Remember last year in the Super Bowl, they couldn't know the Buccaneers can't have the cannon because it wouldn't be fair. We had a dude on the Kansas City Chiefs on Super Bowl week. He goes, I'm disappointed they're not having the cannon. And they worry about cannons and socks and underwear and length of the jerseys. Right? But they don't worry about, like, you know, manipulating the product. They don't worry about putting crap-ass teams on TV and then having some crap-ass referee ruin it. Now, as far as I brought up Kaepernick, and I don't want to relive this. I hate it because I know everything's going to blow up now, blah, 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 you know what I mean? But you're going to see it. It's coming out. I saw the trailer today, and it's Kaepernick has like a Netflix series. It's not like a documentary. I think it's like multiple episodes type thing. I think it's like a show, right? And I saw the first trailer, and it was about his life, kind of. You know, growing up as a kid, they showed him playing basketball, and he loved basketball and baseball. And now I saw a trailer today in which, man, he was talking about how the NFL is like slavery again. And he was talking like, dude, he went off about like the combine. And then they showed like slaves being auctioned and then the combine. He said the National Football League is just modern slavery. Listen, I'm white and I'm insulted. I'm like, dude, it's like slaves like were tormented amongst like worse than other souls in the history of the world. Players that go into the NFL combine, it's not slavery, bro. If you're giving, so let me ask you, Colin Kaepernick, and I like Kaepernick, but let me ask you, Colin. I would throw this out there. So, Colin, if you were about to give somebody $64 million for your company, Colin Kaepernick, all right, you're Colin Kaepernick Productions. You're hiring somebody, and you're going to give them $64 million, and they're going to be in complete control of your life and your company. Yeah, you're not going to do any investigation on them at all, right, Kaepernick? So I guess that's slavery, right? Because you're going to look under the hood of the person you're giving $64 million to. Come on, man. I defend your ass, Cap, but lay off, bro. Holy crap, even Malcolm X thinks this is too much. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Clippers are still down. They're really about to lose for real. Like to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they were like, what, 12.5-point favorites in this game? Nicholas Batum, 14, 8, and 2 steals. 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals. Like, it's just, like, dear God, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, I totally get the Clippers not covering the point spread in this game. I didn't take them. I wouldn't have taken them. They were down by, like, 3. I think it was, like, 44-41, and it was minus 5.5. But I figured out I got to go on a little run at some point in time, right? I also have the over in the game, so I don't care. Give me the damn over. I took Baisley in-game over 15.5. I don't even know where he's at now. I actually killed the NBA props tonight. I had Sabonis over 19.5 winner, OG over 17.5 winner, Evan Mobley over 13.5 winner. Then there was another one that was a winner. That's the thing. When you bet all the different leagues, it's hard to win them in them all, you know? It's like, oh, I won a bunch of NBA props, lost a bunch of NFL props. Went bigger on the NFL props I lost than I won on the NBA props. 91-85 for Oklahoma City with 2.5 left. Go to overtime, man. Like, how many times do you not want overtime and it goes to overtime? Like, go to overtime and cover. Like, how's that sound? And you're in the bonus now, so just, you know. All right, there's Paul George. Paul George heating up a little bit. Just hit a couple of threes. Clippers cut it to 3. 91-88. Let's get that over 189.5 home here. I don't want to end like on like a really frustrated. I'm going to snap if this game ends at like 189. I don't think I'll be able to take it. So yeah, we were talking about CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's been fined $46,865. Socks too low on September the 9th for $5,150. Untucked jersey on September the 27th, that was $5,150. Then he did it again the following week, untucked jersey, so they tripled it. It was $15,450. In the same game, he also illegally cracked back blocked somebody. That was another $10,000, so he lost $25,000 playing in one game. And then he got fined $10,000 for taunting. Oh, that's another thing. You get fined $10,000 for taunting now. So you're telling me the guy in the Giants got fined $10,000 for this today. Like, are you kidding me? Like, are you effing kidding me? I don't even know the guy's name. What was the guy's name? Phillip or something? How much money do you think this guy makes? Like, even get this. Even CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb has already paid 3.75% of his total salary to fines this year. He's not making that much money. That's another thing. Like, the NFL totally rip you off, man. Like, they really do. How is CeeDee Lamb's base salary $1 million a year? The Dallas Cowboys are worth $6 billion. You're like the first-round pick star player, and you're making $1 million. The fact that $46,000 is 3% of your salary, like, really? Like, the NFL, like I said, Kaepernick calls it slavery. It ain't slavery. It's a hustle. You guys have a union. You're just stupid. You're just stupid. It's as simple as that. I hate to say it, but you're stupid. Stupid, stupid. Tom Brady calls you stupid. Right? You're stupid. Like, if the NFL players had any brains or anything at all, they would just, like, shut it all down and say, we're not playing unless it's a guaranteed contract. Like, the next time, like, it's up, just say, literally, we're not playing anymore. Like, if I was running a union, I would tell every NFL player that. I would tell them, listen, save your money, because I'm going to advise that we shut it down after. Like, it fundamentally has to change. Like, the system needs to change. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, every other league is sharing 50% of the revenue. Baseball is its own little weird deal. And baseball, there won't even be baseball anymore. That's the one thing, I hate to admit it, but this is it for the World Series. Guys, they can't agree on anything. They're suing each other and stuff. You think they're going to be able to agree on stuff? Like, they have to redo everything? Like, some owners want a salary cap, some don't and stuff. Baseball's like not, they might not play for 2 years type thing, baseball. I'm dead serious. They might not play for a couple of years, but I'm just saying, like, the NFL, imagine. You have no guaranteed contracts, like all the language in the NFL. Like, the NFL owners are like all slick and the players are just dummies. And like, the NFL owners like made it. Yeah, we'll give you half the revenue of the ticket sales. Oh, that's fair. But we get to keep the luxury suites. And you notice all the new stadiums, there's less and less seats and there's more and more boxes, right? We'll keep the parking money, too. That's not your money. We'll keep the concessions. That's not your money. Like, it's just whatever. If you're going to get run over all the time, then people are going to run over you. And that's the NFL. So, like, basically, like, I feel no sympathy for NFL players after. Like, when you know, all the players bitch and stuff. Kyle Turley told me that the NFL Players Union put up more of a fight to give money to the former players than the NFL did. Like, the NFL basically said, listen, here's $1 billion for the former players, now leave us alone. The NFL Players Union said, why should we pay for these old guys? It's their problem. Because people told them, because you're going to be these old guys in about 10, 15 years. Oh, no, no, I won't be. All right, we'll see. And then they're going to cry about it after. Oh, the Clippers have taken the lead. Like I said earlier, the Clippers are a resilient, gutsy team. Yeah, they never give up. Can you guys cover the 5? Can you guys cover the 5.5? No, huh? Is that asking too much? They're up by 1 with like 50 seconds left. They have the ball. This is big. Get up to 3 and maybe. And I got over 189.5. I still need 5 more points. George wants the 3 bad. Yeah, he passes it up. God, this is a bad possession. Oh, my God. Oh, it falls. Paul George and Jackson just hug each other like they won the championship. Like he got a... That wasn't like a celebratory hug. That was like a thank God hug. That was like, oh, my God, thank God you hit that.
Like, they must have been listening to the radio show. They're like, we got to shut this guy down.
Yeah, yeah, I've called him out. I'm like, yeah. All right, they're up by 3 now. So now we need Oklahoma City to miss the shot. And then we get the ball, hit the free throws, get it to 5, and then we need to do it again. It's asking a lot, Matias, but maybe, huh? Maybe this can happen.
It could work. It could work.
We're getting close to the 189.5. Look at George and Jackson, that hug. that was almost like you just saved the season hug. It's like you play Oklahoma City. Like this
you're
is unbelievable.
You're gonna hit that 189.5.
No, they're at 1. Yeah, they're at 87 now. Don't say anything. We don't know, bro. Anything, dude. Anything can happen. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Completely shocked.
I just like, is the Clippers sponsor? What is it, Honey? That's like a dating service, isn't it? Didn't that used to be Bumble?
Yeah, it used to be Bumble.
Is Honey a dating service now, too? Or what's Honey? I don't know what it is. What's Honey?
I don't know what Honey is. I knew that Bumble was a dating service, though. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of weird, didn't you? Like, I was like, really? You got dating service on your jersey? Like,
I actually had no idea about it until I actually was talking to a friend, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm on Bumble. And I'm like, wait, the Clippers Bumble? And she's like,
Bumble.
No idea.
Yeah, Bumble's the one where the women decide only. Like, there's so it's like only women sign up. Like, so it's like, that's why it was popular, whatever. But I always thought it was weird just because people get murdered on these dating apps, right? So I was like, I don't want to be associated with some nut job that murders some chick on a date, like that they randomly met. All right, so it's 95-92. I'm telling you, Matias, I'm going to get screwed for the total here somehow. All right, they shoot Oklahoma City.
No.
I'm telling you. Watch. Matias, I have watch. All right, here's George. Take it to the rack. Oh, God, they're... Oklahoma City's letting the clock go. All right, now there's a football. Like, dear God, this isn't going to get there. Watch. It's going to go to 189. I called it like half an hour ago. I'm going to have an effing heart attack here. Oh. Like, look at just how sloppy this is. And now they're not even going to get anything good off here. And if you're Oklahoma City, you need to foul. Like, I don't know what you're doing playing the clock out here. Like, watch. Watch how we get screwed with just bad basketball on both sides. You've got to foul them. God, man, you guys are stupid. Like, you know you had to foul him, so why do you let 6 seconds go off the effing clock? Oh, we'll play for the ball. Yeah, you're going to steal the ball. Like, right, huh? All right, Luke Kennard. No, this is garbage. Watch. He's going to hit the free throws. All right, there's one. We're going to get to 189. Oklahoma City will somehow stumble down the court, take some weird three that the rebound will bounce out of bounds, and they won't foul after. Watch how this plays out. Watch how this plays out. It's like that TV show. 1,000 Ways to Die is 1,000 Ways to Lose a Bet. Watch this. 12 seconds. They're at 189. Clippers take it to the rack. Turn it over. No, it goes out of bounds. Of course it does. And now that just sort of kills the clock more to not have an extra shot and foul. I laid 5.5, 189.5. I'm going to lose both here.
Gabe, you hit it. You hit it.
All right, so they hit. Yeah, I wanted to hit 5.5, though, too. That's impossible now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would have had a perfect storm right there. They had to miss and then foul, but hey, at least you got the over.
How many points? Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. It's not a complete disaster. How many points does Baisley have? Let's see, Baisley, what'd you do here? Hey, that's good. I had 14.5. He's at 15. There we go. I just showed a little profit in this game. The Baisley kid's been putting points up. Oh, like I said all along, never in doubt. Never in doubt. This game just took like, I don't know. I probably just like took about 3 days off my life because of this stupid bet. I like to add up like all the stress of these games and what like the damage that's incurred and the toll that's been taken. And I tell you what. All right, so we do hit the over. We hit the over. We hit Baisley. We'll take it. All right, so I want to. I did want to get into. To the NBA. We'll get into some football. Kurtz is going to join us. But tonight in the NBA, we weren't talking about it. And my bad for not taking them tonight. The problem is it was their fifth straight road game. And the first four road games were on the West Coast. And now they come back and then they play on the road again tonight. And, of course, I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers. I get it. The average person's not going to notice that they're 4-4 on the season. But come on, man. Cleveland have been a terrible franchise for a while. And they're competing and winning against good teams. Tonight, they win outright 113-110. Evan Mobley continues to ball. I'm telling you, they have an interesting lineup that presents matchup problems for other teams. That's right. I said that out loud. The Cleveland Cavaliers cause matchup problems.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Class 99-94 final score. Clippers win. We hit the over. We hit the Baisley in-game prop. We lose the Clippers minus 5.5 in-game. We played this. We jumped in. I think it was right around the half when we jumped in. It was after the football game. So you know what? We escaped. We showed. You know, we didn't lose money. We actually won a couple of bucks with this. But would have been nice to get that clean sweep to get that minus 5.5 in as well. Nevertheless, it is what it is. And now the markets are officially closed, at least in North America. It's always happy hour. It's always happy hour somewhere, right? No, you know what? Actually, right now, there's nothing. I can tell you because I know what's going on in the world right now. The only live sports in the world right now, we've got some cricket. We've got some cricket going on in Thailand. There's some cricket going on right now in New Zealand. We got some greyhound racing from England. There's horse racing from England and Australia. We got some table tennis in the Czech Republic and in Russia. It looks like, I think it's in Russia, actually. And there's always tennis, man. There's always some sort of tennis going on. The UTR Pro Tennis Series. Gary Santolin versus Thomas Brathwaite. Akira Santolin is 40-1. Let's see. Start jumping in on some overnight tennis. I used to do this. I used to actually bet like these like random stuff, and like I'll look up, right, who's this guy and who's this. Table tennis is, I don't like betting on ping pong. Ping pong is ping pong. Betting on table tennis is whack. Oh, there's some volleyball going on in Russia right now. Like I said, there's always something going on, but we'll refrain. I tell you what, like if there was like a soccer game in Vietnam or something, I don't know, in Hong Kong, I'd bet on it. But I'm not betting on any cricket. They say cricket takes too long, but I think cricket actually takes a shorter period of time than a Major League Baseball game does recently. Bring it!